Hey guys, it's your co-host Taryn here, and we have a super, super, super special, just, you know, a little surprise for you. As you guys know, we collabed with OKOP a few weeks ago, and we wanted to just give you a little taste of what their episodes are like in case you want to check them out. So without further ado, here is an episode from OKOP.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
She wants too much money in the prenup, so I might cancel the wedding. Should I stay or should I go? This is OKOP. We tell the craziest true stories on earth. I'm John and Sam. Should OP stay or should OP go?
Well, I'm going to say without any further context, no, I'm going to say leave.
Leave.
Marriage shouldn't be hard at all. And everyone who's married says that there is effortless conversation and nothing but sunshines and rainbows. So, I mean, sounds like it's off to a bad start.
If you ain't no chump,
holler, we want prenup.
We want prenup.
But want prenup that's favorable to us that doesn't get all of her money taken away.
Wow, that's so catchy.
Yeah. I'm writing the next Kanye song.
Do a prenup that is favorable to all parties and everyone is happy. Has a ring to it. So pre-throwaway 9 says, my girlfriend, 26 female, and myself, 24 male, have just found out that she is pregnant.
Dang.
That's a big, big drop in the first line.
Was it an accident? Sounds like an accident.
Maybe. She's adamant about not wanting to have a child out of wedlock, so we have been discussing getting married.
Wow.
We've been together for 3.5 years. Prior to finding out about the baby, we had only talked about marriage a little bit. I know she says she wants to get married badly, but I'm kind of on the fence. I'm not 100% against it, but definitely not eager slash desperate to get married for multiple reasons. One, my brother just recently got taken to the cleaners by his ex-wife. He pays her somewhere around 10 grand a month in addition to losing some of his real estate properties.
Okay, but if he's paying 10 grand a month, he's probably raking it in.
Breaded. And yeah. He said properties.
Properties.
Plural. And that whole situation terrifies me. And I've never really seen what a marriage provides that makes the risk worth it. To me, it's just the same thing as being together as how we are currently, but giving the state permission to be in our relationship. Wow, that is one way to put it.
I mean, he's got a point.
Babe, I want the government to get out of our bedroom. However, now that she's pregnant, I've been much more open to it just because I know how much it means to her. So we've started this process and I'm slowly realizing that I might have bitten off more than I want to chew. While me and my girlfriend love each other very much and are compatible in pretty much every way, our ideas about marriage, the wedding, etc., seem to be a little different. For starters, for the wedding, I was thinking we each pick some of our closest friends, maybe 10 people or so each. I don't know, the number could be a little flexible, and then go get married on an island or a beach, stay for a week or two or something cool like that so we can have fun and enjoy it.
And is OP's family loaded? I get the feeling that they're loaded. It's like, oh, my brother got his properties. taken away and let me get married on a beach or some island.
And I'm worried about, you know, the state and, you know, people being able to take stuff away from me.
He has at 23
stuff to take away.
Stuff to take away.
We ain't stupid, OP.
I think OP's loaded.
I think so.
Put in the comments if you think OP's loaded.
Drop it in. She pretty much wants the exact opposite. Massive wedding in a big venue. Now, I don't see anything wrong with that type of wedding. It just seems like a colossal waste of resources to invite every person we know when we could instead have fun for a week or two, then get married on the beach with our closest people. Which, super quick, I think there's a very fair argument for both. You know, like one is a big celebration, like which feels like a concert almost, which is a dope vibe. And then the other is this intimate, special moment to share with your friends. Like I see pros, a lot of pros in like both approaches.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the beach. I'm flexible, but I think you get the idea I'm going for versus the idea that she's going for, that they are two completely different schools of thought.
And also it's not like the option of doing both makes sense from OP's perspective, because he's like, the thing that I'm worried about is the waste of money and resources, not the like emotional connection to the kind of wedding I have.
Once again, OP worried about money.
Mm-hmm.
Spending whose money, OP?
But wouldn't it be isn't it usually the bride's family that pays for the wedding?
Riley, maybe you could look that up a little bit. My understanding is that it's usually parents of
both
of but you know, maybe it depends, but like parents are the ones that are like trying to orchestrate the finances for it.
Traditionally, the bride's family pays for the wedding.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Growing up, it was like the bride's family pays for the wedding and then the groom's parents pays for like the reception dinner or like the dinner the night before.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. I never knew that. She basically wants to invite every single person she knows. Like I've looked at her list and she's got friends that she hasn't seen in years, third cousins, literally everyone.
Wow.
To me, if I'm going to spend a boatload of money, again, notice Dopey says we should do it ourselves, not for people we barely know. So the question is, do we think it's a fair expectation? Let's assume, we are assuming here because we don't know 100%. Assume OP is fronting the majority of the money for the wedding, that the wife should have her wedding.
Well, I think if her wedding is more expensive and OP feels like he's not comfortable paying for that, and they're getting married because of the baby, not necessarily because they're like completely ready, I would say it's fine if OP's girlfriend wants to throw the big wedding, but she should financially pay more, probably.
Yeah. Or maybe some sort of compromise. Maybe it's like, okay, me and my family might not have the money for it, but maybe, I mean, I guess it is also traditionally like women like to plan and be in the details of it. But yeah, is there some other way to help?
I feel like there could be a compromise. If you tell her it's like, hey, this is how much money that I'm thinking I would spend on a wedding. I was thinking we'd do something small. If you want to do a big wedding, down to do that, but I want to contribute the same amount.
Or OP digs his heels into the ground and says, we're downgrading from beautiful beach to dirt road. We get one friend each.
One friend each. No, courthouse, dude.
Old country courthouse,
one house. People get married at the courthouse all the time.
It's true.
Oh.
And it's cheap.
And it's cheap. And it's cheap. And technically, you're no longer out of wedlock. In the Christian tradition, you have to get married in a church, right?
This is a question for you, Big Protein. Get a gut check. You can't Google. Gut check. Is that baby out of wedlock if it's like a shotgun wedding?
Oh, shoot. I'm going to be for real with you guys. I was a shotgun baby.
Dang.
Yeah. Dude, because like my parents got pregnant with me before they were married. And gut feeling, I feel like you just got to be together before the baby's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Together isn't like married together or just a couple
but
together?
Can you before the baby's out, that's
it. Like you got to be together and then the baby's not a bastard,
which makes sense, hence the shotgun wedding, because it's like as long as we get this happening before the baby's out.
And really what that is, like in the olden times, it's helping ensure both the baby and the mother are taken care of legally by the government. Right. Because it's like if you don't get married, then there's no recourse for the like the mother and the baby to any funds or resources.
I am learning all kinds of things about weddings on this episode today.
And also the reason that you have an engagement ring is kind of like a deposit on what you would get, because it's like, here, I'm going to give it this to you. I want to marry you. And this is like worth 3 months of salary or whatever. So like you're taken care of if something goes off.
Not 20% down on your wife.
20% down on your wife, baby.
Dang.
Down payment.
Learning today, ladies and gentlemen. So we've been talking about compromises and making slow progress on that end, which we talked about,
yep.
But we're getting there. She knew prior to getting married that I would require a prenup. I make about 4 times her salary and own property and plan to acquire more. We were right.
OP's loaded.
I had my lawyer draft up a prenup and she has her own lawyer reviewing it as well. This is where we come to an impasse. Ooh, I can see this. Put ICU in the comments if you see what could be going wrong soon. Her lawyer believed the prenup was unfair and we've been going back and forth making changes. I've made some concessions, but I'm kind of at a point where I don't want to make any more changes. While I admit the prenup is definitely ironclad, I think it's fair considering the situation. I'm taking all the risk. Why would I continue to concede on things me and my lawyer both believe are fair? I just want to say real quick, there's a great line from Ozarks, and that line is, in a lot of countries, it's one big family. In America, it's one big LLC. So it's like the pre-marriage process is your lawyers going back and forth and, you know,
that's
making
crazy
changes. I mean, like we do this for like a brand deal or something, yeah. You know, for the love of your life, you know, which I mean, I understand, but it's just like a crazy concept. No,
I think it is. Would I get a prenup? Would you get a prenup, Riley?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, one, the prenup is whatever the government thinks is fair in your relationship. So I would get one, even if I do give half of everything I own. Yeah. I would still want to have that conversation with my wife and be like, hey, these are the assets I have, these assets you have. I want to make sure I'm provided for. I want to make sure you're provided for. Let's make that deal between us,
yeah,
rather than the government being like, right, oh, this is what it should be.
Right. You're saying so it's not defaulting to the government, you mean? So it's between the two of you.
Yeah.
I am still completely undecided.
I feel like, and I don't know if this is true, but I feel like I would get a prenup to protect my partner's interests.
Correct. I've always said that.
Where it's like you don't, I, and I don't know. I mean, I think this may happen, but like if someone owns a company or something, like can a divorce like infect the company in some way? I don't know if that's true, but
I've always said to my partner that I want a prenup for her against me, basically meaning like protect her assets, but I am undecided on myself.
You wouldn't want to protect your...
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you.
But what, like, if you have partners in a company?
No. Like, if, for her... Oh, you're saying for partners in a company.
Yeah. Like, what, like couldn't it...
Not partners in my...
No, partners in a company. Like, I don't know how often this happens, but, like, if you own a certain percentage of the company, can your wife then say, now I own that, I'm on the board, and actually, right, I hate you, so I'm going to make sure that every decision is...
Yeah, that's a good point and a good consideration. Yeah, I've always been... I think I'm open to both, but I haven't really decided yet.
I don't know if that actually can happen.
I think it depends on the specific situation, yeah, right? Like if a person has either controlling shares or like voting shares or something, then in that scenario, mm-hmm, yes, that person could inherit.
But I think with like that, Jeff Bezos's wife, she just got money.
Basically got...
Or stock?
I think she got like essentially half of... I don't know if it was cash or stock or what it was, but I think she essentially got half in some sort of value.
Wow.
Cash or
of
stock.
Of everything.
Right. Yeah.
$46 billion.
And she gave it all away. She gave money to... My mom was working for Goodwill, and she gave like $10 million to the Goodwill my mom was working for. That's one Goodwill. One. Yeah. She gave away she gave away billions of dollars, like immediately. She hired a team of people to research what the best places were to like donate to and just started pumping billions like immediately. Wow. ASAP.
That's crazy.
I think it might have been one of the fastest like
depreciations of wealth.
Diffusions of wealth ever. But I think Bill Gates or someone did this too. It's like, oh, the amount that she kept and then reinvested like grew so much that it almost made no difference. Something along those lines.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah. So a lot of it was then, I think, and you could look me up on this, I could be wrong, but I think Bill Gates did something similar where it was like, he was like donating a lot of money and then he had a lot of money invested in various means and he was able to get a lot of it back.
So he's donated so much. He's making so much money that the donations offset.
Kind of evening out, you know, maybe not like exactly evenly, but
imagine how much more he could donate if he kept that principal up
from his bee of a wife that's clearly about to take all his money. So recently we got into a minor argument over the wedding stuff in general regarding the prenup/wedding. And I was just like, maybe we should just keep things how they are.
But she wants it for the, like, she doesn't want to have a baby out of wedlock kind of deal.
Exactly. So it's kind of being like, maybe we should just not do the thing you want.
Yeah.
And what did she say? Of course, she flipped. We've cooled down since, and she says that she still wants to make this happen, but I need to be more open to compromise. I feel like given the situation, I've compromised more than I already should have.
Because he doesn't even want to get married.
Yeah, he's like, she seems very excited about it. He seems like open to it, but not excited about it. At a minimum, I talked to my brother about it and he told me that I've compromised more than enough and had to hold firm. And worst case, you stay girlfriend and boyfriend, which is realistically probably better anyways. Also, again, seemingly not what the girlfriend wants. My sister disagrees and says I'm being a jerk for not working with her more.
But he doesn't even want to get married. I guess it's also like, how much do you value this relationship? Because it could be a deal breaker for her.
This is true. The way I see it, why would I risk everything I've worked for when I'm not even getting the wedding I want, nor the financial protection I want, just so I can say that I'm married? There's just very few tangible benefits I'd be getting in relation to the risk. So am I the a-hole? There are some edits, but let's pause right here and ask the question. Is OP the a-hole in this moment?
I mean, he is taking a very calculated approach.
Yeah.
To it. But to be fair, he also had this thing sprung up on him. Like, something that he doesn't want. Is he the a-hole? I don't think so. Just because it's not like he didn't really want to get married.
Yeah.
And he is already making consolations by even agreeing to get married, but with with this prenup in place. I don't think he's the a-hole.
Yeah, I would say
maybe,
like,
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, let us know in the comments what you think. We're very curious to hear your thoughts.
He is being calculating.
Yeah, he's being calculating. I think, like, I mean, there's like the a-hole spectrum,
yeah,
right? I would say he's just below the line of not the a-hole. You know what I mean? Because he's treating it like a very much
feels like a business transaction. Yeah.
It feels like a business transaction, which is not what you want.
But I think he's not thinking about marriage as a,
in a romantic way.
In a romantic way. He's thinking about it. Okay. I'm involving the government in my love.
Yeah. Which,
and like that, like marriage is a different thing than me being in love with this person.
Yeah. Which, fair. Again, I think it's like calculated and maybe like, yeah, a little removed.
Yeah.
But like you said, I mean, he has made a pretty big concession already in agreeing to get married.
Yeah.
So I would say just below the line of not the a-hole.
Which, if he said, hey, I don't want to get married, is he the a-hole?
Because
I don't think he's the a-hole in that case either.
I don't think so.
So how could he be the a-hole in
conceding
to get married?
Yeah, I don't think that he would be the a-hole if he said that he didn't feel comfortable already getting married yet.
As long as he takes care of the kid, I think that's...
And her. As long as he takes care of the two of them, I think that puts him in a pretty safe space in the not the a-hole category.
I agree.
But we have more to the story.
Okay.
Edit. Okay, I feel like I made her look bad in the original post, so let's run some things down. Number one, the price of the wedding isn't the problem. The cost of the wedding she wants versus the one I want are dang near the same amount.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's... Okay, cool.
It's just the things we want to use for that amount. So ergo, the bigger one or the smaller one. Number two, I don't think she's maliciously going after me, and I do see her as the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Okay, then that changes some things.
Yeah. We were planning on moving in together regardless. However, like I mentioned, prenup is ironclad. I'm not going to go into the details of the prenup for obvious reasons. Why withhold this information from us?
Because maybe he doesn't want her to know.
But it's juicy tea.
But it's juicy!
But I will say it probably favors me. The language she wants in the prenup leaves more interpretation to the judge. It's nothing necessarily crazy, and from my understanding, somewhat common in prenups versus the language I want is very precise with things I have specifically outlined regardless of the circumstance. She wouldn't be screwed or anything and probably be doing better financially speaking than she is now. She already does pretty okay for herself, but the prenup is about as strong as it can be while still being reliably enforceable. And another thing that I want to make clear, it's not that I don't want to get married. The idea of marriage and being married to someone you love is cool. I'm not against it like I may have sounded. If anything, I may be the paranoid one. My parents are divorced. Both of my brothers got divorced. My cousins, etc. I just know how we feel about each other may not be the case forever, as sad as that may be. In the case that something happens, I don't want to give a large portion of my assets. I would always support the kids and make sure that he/she has her needs met. It is my child. Number three, this isn't a problem with the relationship. If we don't get married, we'll stay together and raise the kid. It's not totally unexpected. I was pulling out, but crap happens. Dang, like that pulling out.
The pullout method always works.
Yet doesn't. We both acknowledge the risk of getting pregnant and we're okay with the possibility. I never promised her marriage if that was the case. In fact, in the first year of dating, I told her I didn't plan on getting married at all back when we said we weren't that serious. I say all this to say there isn't something that I've been expecting, and she had never made this much of a fuss about getting married before now. Number four, another thing I noticed a lot of comments about is that they're assuming she would be pregnant at the wedding. We would wait until after the birth. When I said she doesn't want to have a baby out of wedlock, I didn't mean that literally. Like if we got married a couple months or years after, it wouldn't be a big deal to her. My mistake.
I guess she just wants to raise a child
in a marriage.
In a marriage.
That's what it seems like, which is a good clarification. Number five, we are in the process of moving in together and are going to raise the baby together regardless of the outcome of this dispute. Now, I know this is where a bunch of Reddit people call me naive, but this possibility has already been discussed. We do not have any intention of raising the baby in a dual household, and if we did, I would have no problem paying child support. More details about the prenup. Yes, it's ironclad, but it's not unfair. To answer some of the questions...
But he did say that it was more in favor of him.
He did say it was more in favor
of him. Which fair means it's in favor of both equally, correct?
True. I guess he's saying it's not egregiously unfair in his favor. Okay. Yeah, like 51% better, you know, kind of a deal.
Yeah.
To answer some of the questions people are asking... Yes, it guarantees that she will have a place to live if we were to get a divorce, and she is guaranteed alimony for a certain period as well. Additional information. I did one more look through this thread and I saw all of your comments. As much as I would love to respond to each one, sadly don't have the time, but I'll answer them here. I can tell you don't understand finances or how legal documents work. Dang, burn.
Whew.
So I'll try to break everything down in a very simplistic way that you can understand.
Damn, hope he's
going in. Yikes. The backhand. Number one, yes, divorce is way costlier than child support. You keep asking for sources, but a lot of the stuff should be common sense, especially for someone with as much life experience as many of you are saying, especially considering you're a divorced single mom yourself. I feel like that was to one specific person.
That was personal,
yeah. That was personal. I would think you would have some personal experience. Anyways, I'll break this down with simple numbers to make it easy for you to comprehend. Let's say that she were getting $2,000 a month in child support. Average in California is $430 and usually tops out at $800 according to Google. But I wanted to make this example fun and leave you no room for the twist on the situation. So $2,000 a month times 12 months equals $24,000. $24,000 times 18 years of support is $432,000. Now, in a divorce, things like property are on the table. So let's say she gets a property, extremely unrealistic, she would definitely get more. But again, just trying to help you understand, so keeping it as simple as possible so you don't get confused. Let's say the value of the house is 500 grand. Again, on the low end, most properties in California go for way more. Let's say you're not going to find a decent house for 500 grand in California. Now, if you still don't understand, I will spell it out.
OP is just like, if your tiny brain can't comprehend, let me keep going.
Just losing one valuable property is more of a financial loss than child support would ever be. And in most cases, you're not just losing one property if you have multiple. That's not even to mention child support is spread over years, whereas you could lose hundreds of thousands of dollars of value in a single day losing a property. Those losses are in no way comparable, and I'm genuinely curious about the mental gymnastics that you could be doing to believe that, or if you just don't understand basic finances. Either way, I hope my explanation was a little bit educational to you. Number
OP
two.
OP is an asshole for this part.
Yes, absolutely.
And also, I'm seeing some of the, like, in the earlier sections where he's talking, like, a little bit unemotionally about it.
Yeah.
I can see a little bit, like, we saw a little bit of the assholeness bubble up, but the situation I feel like didn't really quite make him the asshole. Down to be proven wrong, so put your answers in the comments if you think differently. But this is just like, he's being an asshole.
Yeah,
like, he feels personally attacked.
He did not need to go in on what seems to now be a single mom. Yeah. In the comments,
or us. It feels like he's talking to us, right? We're reading it.
I know. Number two, you don't have to get married to have a baby. The fact that you keep implying that it is morally wrong when the majority of babies are born out of wedlock is showing your ignorance about reality. Number three, as you should know, prenups are deemed unfair and are often thrown out. My lawyer literally told me any prenup we drew up without alimony would likely be tossed. How is that for a source? Hope he's going at it again. Number four, I think we are compatible as roommates.
Dang.
Because while, yes, she doesn't live with me, she probably stays at my house 4 to 5 nights out of the week, if not more some weeks. Half of her clothes are over here. The majority of the food that she makes is over here. The point of us living together is not something foreign to us, as you might like to make it seem. And number five, yes, the verdict is totally unanimous. That's why you have 30 plus comments arguing with people in the comments about it being so unanimous, based on the fact that you have like 30 separate comments, full long paragraphs, arguing with everyone on the situation that you have no part in. You clearly have some bitterness because the situation resonates with you. And for that, I'm sorry. I do hope you can find a better way to heal and get past your trauma.
Wow.
Best of luck. My goodness
OP
gracious.
OP went in on this single mom.
All right. Obviously, we got to keep you wanting more, right? So if you have been enjoying this episode and would like to finish it off, go ahead and head over to OKOP Podcast to hear the rest of this episode and many more. Love you. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.